This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Yes, it is, in fact, Christmas Eve, 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 Eve. If you're wondering. Oh, don't look at me that way, Bill. I mean, it's Kingdom Pursuits.
I'm always wondering.
Very special Christmas Eve, 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 Eve edition, because today we got some amazing guests. First off, we have Mike Zwick. Now, he is the founder of the Zwickipedia, which is just, you know, that's amazing, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, I go wondering again. I'm wondering again.
Now, actually, Mike is a talk show host, and he has got a show coming on in January. Starting out, it will be at 8:30.
That's right.
Saturday mornings, If Not For God.
If Not For God.
And so how cool is that a title? You got to admit, Bill.
I like that. I do.
If Not For God. So Mike is going to be doing that. We're going to be talking about Mike here and his story. And then also you might hear the voice of Bill Mixon. He and
Hello.
Kristen O'Leary are here with a homeless point in time count. So, Bill, welcome. This is a big deal.
Good to see you, sir. It's nice to be on again.
Of course. And we're going to talk about this point in time count when we get to that. But we also have with us an amazing author. It's Dr. Jim. I'm going to try this. Engvolstad. How'd I do, Jim? Dr. Jim.
Perfect.
Okay. And his book, which I'm very excited to hear about this book, Road Trip, A Doctor's Call to Haiti. Oh, my goodness. I bet you've got some stories, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You didn't call it A Doctor Meets the Witch Doctor?
Well, we did meet him, but I didn't put that in there.
I would think so. We're gonna be hearing a lot from Dr. Jim, and we're going to be hearing from Kristen, which we haven't got to her yet, Mike Zwick. But speaking of count, you knew this was coming. It is close to Christmas. So speaking of count, a red blood count, I don't know if you've thought about this, is a communist vampire.
Oh, man. Count.
A red blood count, yes, is a communist a vampire. And a bargain store promised a free abacus with every purchase, but don't count on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you knew this, but using your fingers to count is really a digital calculator. I'm, you know, it's
I
really
like that one. I gotta say, I like that one.
You finally liked it, Joe. All right.
Well, I bet you came up with that one in the afternoon, not at 3 a.m.
You might like this one. In a democracy, it's your vote that counts. But in feudalism, it's your count that votes.
Wasn't bad either. I gotta say.
The crickets like that one.
Yeah, well, he was down for the count. You know, that's what happens with these guys when they get into feudalism. So, with the end of all those shenanigans, you know, I'd actually have a riddle, so you could call in and win today. All you have to do is tell us, which book in the Bible do accountants feel they can count on? Which book...
I got a guess. I'm biting my tongue.
Please don't spill the beans. What book in the Bible do accountants feel they could count on? If you can guess that, you call us 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if they do that, Danny, tell them what they'll win.
All right. I'm happy to. They're going to win 4 tickets to, Wake Forest versus Florida State on January 8th, 2020. 4 tickets.
Wow. So you get to go to a Wake Forest basketball game. And so all you have to do is call in 866-348-7884 and tell us which book in the Bible do accountants feel they can count on. I mean, I like to give simple riddles this time of the year, you know, something that people can do. So we have Kristen O'Leary, a good friend that we've known for years, has helped out with this. And tell us about your view of the homeless point in time count.
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes when we go out, it's very humbling, and other times it's sad. The very first time that I went, I came across some toys that had been at a camp, and the children weren't there, the mom wasn't there, but they had been there that night, and I found myself going back to that spot repeatedly throughout the camp, trying to find the family so we could get them in shelter, but they had been there for some time. And so it was just so sad to me. I cried when I went home.
But Bill, this is a big deal. It's going to come on January 29th?
Yes, one time a year, the Department of Housing and Urban Development tries to get a accurate count of the homeless across the country. And by us going out, we'll probably have 75 volunteers go out around the county. By doing that, we get to interview the homeless and get a better understanding of why they're homeless. We have a goodie bag that we take out with resource information. Anybody that we talk to that would like to come in and get out of the cold is allowed to. In 10 years of doing this, I've never had anybody actually take us up on that offer, yeah. But they all swear that they'll do it the next night. But it's a great way to figure out why folks.
Same boat, Kristen?
No. I have had people come in.
But most of them don't, right?
See, it's because if I would go with her. I don't know that I would go with you.
We're going together this time.
Well, in all actuality, we don't take them. If there's a...
I understand. Groups, I'm just kidding.
But there's a special group that goes in a van, right, if anybody wants, right, to come and pick up.
And Dr. Jim, I imagine that what you saw in Haiti was made. You know, this is a really difficult situation, right?
Yes, it's very difficult. I mean, the poverty rate. Well, Haiti is said to be the country that the world has forgotten. And Laganov, which is the little island we go to in the bay that's part of Haiti, is sort of designated as the part of Haiti that Haiti has forgotten. So
really, I didn't know that. There's a little island in the bay.
Yeah, if you look at a map of Haiti and Port-au-Prince, and 20 miles straight out into the bay from Port-au-Prince is Laganov, and that's where we do all of our work.
Man, I would imagine the hurricanes just blister that place.
Well, they did, and it's sort of a flip. The people who live on the beach are squatters. They build their own houses out of sticks and little tin roofs, and there's dirt floors. For us, it would be prime real estate, right? Miami Beach, Destin, Florida, all of the beach coast places, high rises. But for them, if you don't have any money, you go stake out your place, then you get to live there right next to the ocean. Of course, if there's a big tidal wave coming in or the rain, it washes a bit out. But
Mike, I'm thinking you're thinking If Not for God here. In both cases, right?
If Not for God. If Not for God, yes. I've actually been to Haiti 4 times.
Have you?
I did. We went on mission trips with Raleigh First Assembly. There's been a lot of progress, I believe, since I don't know if you remember the earthquake. I want to say, was it 2010?
Right.
But there's definitely a long ways to go. We stayed in a place called Carfu.
Yep.
And with a guy named Bishop Joel June. And he had basically took in a bunch of children. And in case you're wondering if there's anything that you can do to help, yes, there is always something that we can do to help. And it's interesting in Haiti, everybody, when the people, when a lot of people go to church, and it's like they're excited to worship the Lord, and it's not something that they have to do, but it's something that they get to do. And so it was just a real blessing to be down there. And I'm sure we were blessed more than they were. So,
yeah, and If Not for God. So we got today's show. Mike Zwick, his new radio show coming on 8:30 and Saturday mornings, If Not for God.
That's right.
Kristen O'Leary and Bill. What's your last name? Mixon with Hop Homeless Point and Time Count.
I tell you, age is catching up with you, isn't it?
And Dr. Jim Ingolstadt. Road trip, a doctor is called to Haiti, which this is a book. You can go on Amazon and you get that. Oh my goodness. read it, get him a rating. We're going to find out more about that, and we got all these callers, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're blessed with poster children again, as always, on this, you know, of this particular subject matter. We got Dr. Jim, we're going to say, with Road Trip, A Doctor's Call to Haiti, Christian O'Leary and Bill Mixon with The Homeless Point and Time Count, and Mike Zwick, If Not for God, a new radio show coming at 8:30 Saturday mornings on the Truth Network. Very exciting, both in Winston and in Raleigh. So we have this riddle that has to be riddled, speaking of count, right? Which book in the Bible do accountants feel they can count on? We have Wayne is in Siler City, North Carolina. Wayne, you're on the Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
So which book do the accountants feel like they can count on, do you think, Wayne?
I think it would probably have to be the Book of Numbers.
That does tickle me. Yes, you know, there are obviously other answers, and I hope William and Raleigh and Buddy and Mount Holly will both stay on the line, because I would love to hear it. There could clearly be lots of answers to this, because I think that accountants could probably count on most of the books in the Bible. But in this case, it was the one that I was kind of making light of the name of. But thank you, Wayne. God bless. How are you doing this Christmas?
God bless you. I am blessed as blessed can be this Christmas.
You know what's a neat thing about the word bless? I was looking at it this week, and it has this sense at the end. It starts with a B, like you might imagine, or what they call a bet in Hebrew, which means like house. And so like God's going to give you some kingdom stuff. That's what he's talking about, because his house is his kingdom. And then it has this, at the end, it's called a final cuff, and it's kind of like the palm of God's hand. And it's also the palm of your hand so that you can receive. And so it's like he's got you, the whole world, in his hand, and he's coming out there with his kingdom for you. It's a really neat word.
It is.
And so I'm like you. I'm blessed and feeling the season. So God bless you. Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate you calling very much.
God bless. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm going to put you on hold. You're a winner. We got William is in Raleigh. I hope William's still with us. William, you still with us?
I'm still here.
Good, good, good. Which book were you going to say?
Well, I was actually going to say Numbers also.
Isn't that good? I mean, you're a winner. I'd say, you know, you're exactly right, that you could count on Numbers, undoubtedly. It was quoted a lot in the New Testament, too. So, great answer. How about you this Christmas, William?
Are you asking me what I'm going to do this Christmas?
Yeah, why not? Or how is your Christmas this year? What are your plans?
Well, I'm staying home with my wife, and we're just, you know, just reflecting on life and just being grateful for all the blessings that God has used me to help other people, and just all the good things that he's done. And I'm just grateful for my salvation.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just looking forward to the other things that he's going to do with me.
Me too.
And helping other people.
So how have you had a chance to do that this year, William?
Well, this year I've got to share Christ. So I'm a service and repair plumber, so I got to share Christ with people in their home.
Really?
And yes.
Are you hearing this, Bill?
That's always a good thing.
It's a man after your own heart right here.
You say you have your own plumbing business?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, and when you go in, you share. That is absolutely excellent.
Yeah, we're talking.
I don't share all the time. I kind of listen to what's happening.
Certainly.
Yeah, you don't want to get too draining. Which,
you know. Well, maybe you do. If you're a plumber, draining is a good thing. You don't want to get plugged up. That's a bad thing.
That's right. That's right. Everybody likes the draining part.
And the backups. You don't want any backups.
But what I've heard is is that when it comes to poker, that a straight flush beats a full house. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah, I know what you're thinking.
I need a yeah,
punny man.
I need some
punny
applause man. For that one.
William,
man. Let me give you
I'm
some
sorry.
Applause.
William, I am really thinking that's a beautiful thing that you do have a chance to see a lot of people and they can, I'm sure, just see the joy that's in your heart. I can sense it over the phone.
Well, thank you. God's been very good and He's been gracious and I've been blessed that to work in other places around the world and be able to share Christ with people.
That's
and
awesome.
It's just. There's nothing more that brings joy to me than to be able to share Christ with someone, and then especially to see them come to Christ.
Oh yeah,
even the best part of all.
Yeah, like yeah.
Because that's a gift. That's a gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, for eternity.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, William. God bless. Amen. I appreciate it so much. We have Buddy, is in Mount Holly, North Carolina. Buddy, you're on the Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
I am excited to hear your answer.
My answer is the same. It's numbers.
You are exactly. We have another winner, Danny. So I don't know what we're going to do about prizes. We have two sets of tickets, but we're going to come up with a book from
we got
Kingdom
a book
Pursuits
we can give him.
Prize vault for Mount Holly. But so, Buddy, tell me your thoughts this Christmas.
Well, super excited. We have our daughter who's moved back from California and now lives about 30 minutes away from us, and she has 5 children.
Oh, my
and,
goodness.
Twins, and so this Christmas is going to be really, really special.
That is a full house, and I'm going to just tell you that's
absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. I am excited like that because, you know, I've got 3 grandkids myself, and, you know, we're going to have them at different times, and it's just going to be a blast. And, you know, mm-hmm. Isn't it? There's something about watching kids have fun that just gives you a sense of, I don't know, family. It's wonderful. Thank you, Buddy.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed the segment that you were doing earlier about joy, you know, having joy and being the main theme, so to speak, of Christmas. We really need to just enjoy it. Be so thankful for Jesus.
And you know, I was thinking about it. We were putting up the Christmas tree Saturday night. I get frustrated. And once again, I keep trying to find myself back to that place of, this is supposed to be fun. But Robbie, let's get our act together. So fortunately, Jesus keeps reminding me. And the Good Shepherd will take us there. So you guys have a great Christmas, Buddy. God bless. I appreciate you calling very much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Getting back to Dr. Jim. So your book, tell us a little bit about how God called you. I know He called you to Haiti, but He also apparently called you to write a book.
That's true. Genesis of the book actually goes back to the college days when somebody would come in the house, the fraternity house, and yell road trip. And we would just get up and go. We didn't know where we were going or why or whatever, but we just did and always ended up to be some kind of a good experience.
Did you guys watch Animal House? Is that where you got?
Yeah, this is, we had more real. We could have written Animal House. Unfortunately, we did. I was doing surgery one day with a friend of mine, and he said, "What do you think about the Haiti trip?" This was like, you know, 25 years later after being in practice. And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he explained that a woman had come to our meeting, our staff meeting, and said she had been to Laganav for a group called Child Spring International, which brings children back to the States for surgeries and things. She had met the nurse who was the wife of the Episcopal priest there and had started a clinic and wanted some OBGYNs to come down. I said, "Yeah, you know, whatever, you know, maybe someday I'll think about doing that." And then I said, "When are they thinking about going?" And he said, "Well, it's in about 3 days." And there's a biblical number for you. So I said, well, I sort of had this remembering yelling road trip from the back of my mind. I said, well, let's go. And so we did. And then the experiences we've had over the last 19 years were quite impressive or emphatic or affected me in many ways. And as somebody said earlier, in Haiti, people love to go to church. They get way dressed up. It's big, big event for them, and the singing they do is spectacular. Same thing. There's no need for anybody to rouse up their enthusiasm. You ask about and tell me if I'm going on too long, but Christmas blessings last year. My wife and I said, you know, we're not doing anything family-wise, and why don't we go down to Laganau? And so we made our plans, and she's a nurse, so we went down there a couple days before Christmas Eve and spent 5 days doing clinics and participating in their Christmas Eve and Christmas Day celebrations, which are way more religious than ours. I mean, they might have one tree somewhere in the village, and it's all about church. You go to church at 11 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve, and you're there till about 3 in the morning. Mm. But the most impressive thing was, I'll go back to my very first trip. We have translators. They speak Creole and French. And we said to this one man, Mr. Joseph, said, sorry.
I'm sorry. That music's telling us we got to go to a break. So we're going to hear more from Haiti.
Okay.
From Dr. Jim. Right. We got Mike Zwick, If Not For God. And you can hear all that in the background of everything we talk about today. And then Christian O'Leary and what's your name? Oh, yeah. Bill Mixon. With Homeless Point in Time Count. We've got so much more Kingdom Pursuit. Stay tuned. Robbie Dillmore here, and the Truth Network podcasts have helped make MyPillow the company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, who, by the way, I've met and is a great guy, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to our listeners. For the first time, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Who never thought that my dream job would be selling MyPillows? Maybe you're getting tired of these sleeping jokes, but you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow is regularly $89.99, but with a promo code GETTRUTH, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code GETTRUTH or call 800-942-9613 for these great radio specials. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are very blessed to have with us Dr. Jim. I'm talking about his road trip, A Doctor's Call to Haiti. This is a book. You can order it on Amazon. There's still time. I'm pretty sure you can get the Kindle version for Christmas for somebody. And again, when you order a book for, you know, new authors like this, or maybe Dr. Jim's written 10 books, but it means a ton for you to go back, rate the book, give them 5 stars, you know, so that other people will see that this is going to be a great book. So, you know, I would mention that. We also have with us Christian O'Leary and Bill Mixon with Homeless Point in Time Count, which is coming up January 29th. And yes, besides a trip to Haiti, Bill and Christian would love to see you volunteer for taking part in that. And I think that, like you heard from both Mike and Dr. Jim, it's an amazing thing that you go thinking you're going to go help these people, and it turns out they help you. What? Yep. What's up with that? Like, Mike, you were talking about, which Mike Zwick is If Not For God. And so you go to Haiti, and they're all dressed up like you're talking about, and you ask them, what's up with that?
There was a guy named Chuck Reich, and he lives out in Arizona now, but he was down there taping for the ministry with Joel June. But he went up and he said, why do all you Haitians, why do you dress up for church? And he said, one of the ladies came up to him and she says, we're dressing for the king. And I said, that is great. Dressing up for Jesus. So that's what they said.
I think that's really, really cool. So speaking of dressing up for Jesus, you're getting ready for January 1st, right?
Right.
The first week in January, the first Saturday, I think, is actually the 4th. But mm-hmm. can you share with our listeners a little bit of what God put on your heart in fact, I actually like the story of how you came up with the title for your show.
Well, the pastor at our church at the Lamb's Chapel out in Burlington, and we have a Haw River campus as well, he quoted a verse from the Bible, and he said, now this is in Psalm 124. And it's funny, I looked throughout the whole chapter of Psalm 124, and the verse wasn't there. but it did say, I read the chapter and it said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. And I said, oh my gosh, I said, that's it. That's the show, is if not for God, because the truth is if it wasn't for God, where would really any of us be? We're blessed to live in the nation that we live in. I mean, there's a lot of people who would love to live here. You know, I wake up every day and I thank God for another day. There's a lot of people who are better than me and they're not here today. People who died younger than I was and I'm just really blessed, man. And, you know, I wake up in the morning and I say that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I say, I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to be glad in this day. And we're just grateful.
Anybody who sees you today in that Santa outfit, you know, Kristen, describe Mike for the listeners a little bit. What do you see right there?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was walking in, I thought I was following Santa Claus in. He had a red sweatsuit, kind of velour looking, with a big picture of Santa Claus on his back and a small picture of Santa on his chest in the front.
And then,
and
he's got the green shirt underneath it to give you that whole festive, you know, yeah. Like, oh my goodness.
He does stand out.
The only thing he's missing
out,
is a little pom pom ball on the back of his sock. That's the only thing he's missing.
And Kristen asked me, she said, are you going to the mall later?
Was trying to get my picture taken.
Yeah, well, you know,
well, we can work that out after the show. Okay.
There's a list involved. You know how that goes, Bill.
Yes, I do.
So speaking of lists, right? You're making a list. You're checking it twice. What's up with this homeless count?
Well, Kristen, I know from doing a lot with the jail and prison ministry, and she's helped hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of women get from very desperate situations, homelessness, to being very successful in life. So one of the outreaches that she did when she led a program like that was to reach out and talk to these ladies that were in desperate need of help. And I just loved watching the interaction and the grace and the skill that she has. Is there a story or two, Kristen, you can share about some folks that you met on the street and were able to get through your program?
Yeah, I do recall... it's very touching when I go out and meet somebody that is just desperate for help and has gone through so many different things and just is so joyous. I remember a young lady that had been walking the streets for 12 years.
Wow.
And she was tired. She was very tired. And she came through my program and she met me at the back door when I came to work the next morning, and she had made me breakfast and was so grateful. And she said, I just want to thank you for the best gift I've ever had. I said, I haven't even given you anything, you know? And she said, that warm bed is the best gift that I've ever had. And she was amazing going through the program. She ended up working at Industries for the Blind. And after she finished the program, and just a very, very, very lovely lady. Her name was Eva. I'll never forget Eva.
I don't think I'll ever forget Eva now that I've, you know, I've heard that. It's like, oh my goodness.
And she told me stories about going into the post office and trying to find somewhere under the table or something where she could fall asleep, or, you know, just all that walking and just being so tired. And different, you know, they call the ambulance a lot for people that just can't walk anymore. Just walk just walked and walked, and it reminds you of Jesus, how much he walked, and you wonder how his feet just stood all that, but he was so amazing, and she really, 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 truly was one of the most grateful women that I had met. And there's
so inside that story, Eva, maybe you can't share this, and I understand if you can't, but I'm kind of curious, what would lead somebody to walk like that? Was she hurt? Was somebody to...
She just was trying to find somewhere to go, I think. She just, you know, had things had happened, and I've come so close this year to understanding, really, truly understanding people that are homeless, and it is... It's scary, and you know, society has put up roadblocks for some people. I know I had a young man who he said, "Ma'am, all I need is a computer and an address, and I could get help, but I don't have either of those things." And so, I've really spent a lot of time thinking about that, and I think if they have mailboxes down at social services for people to get their food stamp card. Or whatever that
and maybe. Samaritan and crisis control. There are numerous places.
I think that we should be able to have a place that homeless people can go and get a mail if that's one of the drawbacks of them getting whatever assistance they need. But he called me several times. I took him a bus pass and tried to continue to encourage him.
You know, and I think that's one of the beautiful things of what I'm hearing right here from both Dr. Jim and from Mike is if you'll engage. Like, you'll actually go where Jesus asks you to go. You're going to learn things that, like, who would have thought that, wow, you just need an address where people can mail you your food stamp. I mean, you just, I you know, that's, but again, you were being obedient. And Dr. Jim, that's kind of what you ran into down there too, right?
And speaking of Mike, we did do some work in Carrefour, actually, when I was down there when the earthquake hit. And that was one of the first places that we went. To provide some, I called it MacGyver medicine, set up a little thing in a one-room school house that had survived. But, everybody, the thing about the Haitian people, too, is they are very community-oriented, and they all take care of each other, mm-hmm. Which is fabulous.
Yeah, that's go ahead, Mike.
I was going to ask you, do you remember when they used to say they have Haitian time? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. I've heard that. Yes, of course.
So when they say I'll be there in 30 minutes, just count about an hour.
Yeah, sometimes you have to say we don't need Haitian time. We need U.S. time. We need right
now. I think they have that Jamaican time, too. That may be something to do with Caribbean time. I don't know.
It has to do with poor people.
Yeah, something. But it's okay. You know, they got time. So we got one more segment of King of Pursuit. Stay tuned. You can see these amazing stories. Wow, God is good. And we're going to hear some more cool stuff, so stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we've got Mike Zwick with his new radio show coming on the Truth Network, 8:30 Saturday mornings, If Not For God. You can hear that there's some passion in there. It's going to be exciting to hear what he's got coming, as well as Christian O'Leary. And, you know, rumor has it that your family is responsible for some terrible things. In Chicago,
yes,
to be specific.
It was my cow.
It was?
Yes. Yeah,
I always wondered.
Started the fire.
You're the only O'Leary I've ever met in my life, Kristen, but, you know, I couldn't help but think.
Well, a lot of them changed their name right after that.
I bet you've heard that your entire life.
Well, you know, a good portion of it.
Yeah. Oh, were you married? Were you originally, is that your
name? That is my married name.
Oh, that's your married name.
I have an Irish maiden name as well. It wasn't O'Leary. However,
they are with the Homeless Point and Time Count, as well as Bill O'Mixon.
I tell you, there's another organization I'd like to lift up while we're on this, and it's called CityWithDwellings.org, which is a compilation of a lot of different organizations and resources for the homeless in our county. And it gives them a place for the mailbox. It gives them a place to get resources. It gives them a place to get counseling. And they're doing the overflow shelter for those that can't get into our regular homeless facilities. They have a number of churches that are making it their spaces available for the homeless. So if you're looking, if you've got a heart for working with the homeless, please go to citywithdwellings.org and see how you might fit in there. And then in our area, the United Way is heading up the point in time count. But all across the nation, no matter where you live, there's going to be volunteers going out January 29th to interview with the homeless, to offer them resources to help. So if you've got a heart for homeless, or if you've got a ministry dealing with the homeless, that is an excellent way to broaden your understanding of your community and to make a big difference in your community.
And if I may add, some people might not be able to participate in the homeless count physically, but we have church members that sew the bags or knit the bags that we take out some years. We did have a lady one year who had lost track of her mom and found a couple years later that her mom was homeless, and she donated 50 sleeping bags that year for us to take out with the bags so that the people that we encountered that were homeless could have a sleeping bag.
So they're looking for gloves, they're looking for hats, mm-hmm. they're looking for socks.
You can donate any perishable food, non-perishable food.
Well, you want something small that's easy to open, yeah. like fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. So, wow.
Dry socks.
Dry socks.
So, wow. So, Dr. Jim.
Yes, sir.
You notice how I, but you can say your last name for the people again so they can
hear. You know, that's what they call me in Haiti, is Dr. Jim. That's perfect.
Okay. So good. I'm good with that. So in your book, what's the chapter that you can hardly wait to people to read? Like, you wrote it, and you probably were in tears after you wrote that chapter, if you're like me, when you write something that God just put it on your heart, and you're like, oh, man,
yeah.
I didn't write that.
Yeah.
God did. What's that chapter in your book?
It's the first chapter, when the first trip to Laganav, and we were on the back of a pickup truck driving around Ansegalay, which is the town down in the flats, the Sault Ste. Lene, where the poor live, and our hostess was going to show us the beach where we might go to swim, and this little girl came running out of her hut with a piece of flatbread and ran up to the side of the truck and reached out her arm to me. I thought, well, I'll be nice. I'll take the bread. And then I thought, I don't know where it's been or what's on it or how dirty it is. I'll just put it down on the bed of the truck. But she kept running and wouldn't quit. So then I thought, well, maybe I can pretend to eat it and kind of palm it like a magician. it was too big. I couldn't do it. So then I thought, and she wouldn't leave. She kept running. Now other people running with her. And I thought, well, maybe I reverse 5-second rule. I can put it in my mouth, and then they'll fade away, and I can take it back out. They still wouldn't leave. Then once again, back with the mind comes the saying, take, eat this bread, do this in remembrance of me. Chills went up my spine. I swallowed the bread. I was fine.
Wow, and that's... You know, again,
I remember that story every communion.
That is awesome. Again, the book is Road Trip, A Doctor's Call to Haiti. And like I said, you can still get the Kindle edition for Christmas. You can just download it immediately and away you go, or you can get it on Amazon. We've got Mike Zwick. We're going to give him the last word, kind of, because we got his show coming up. What do you want the listeners to know for sure about if they'll tune in 8:30 Saturday morning?
People were asking me, what is your purpose of the show? And I woke up this morning at 5 o'clock, and it was a quote by Charles Spurgeon, and it said, if sinners be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped around their knees, imploring them to stay. If hell must be filled, let it be filled in the teeth of our exertions, and let not one go unwarned and unprayed for. So we just want to see sinners saved. That's what I want to say.
Wow. Man,
I wish I'd done that. You ought to be in the radio. I was like, wow, that's awesome. That's just awesome. Dr. Jim, thank you so much for being on with us today. Thank you for listening to Kingdom Pursuits. Got so much truth coming up at you. Encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey starts here now on the Truth Network. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.